Good morning and welcome to School of the Spirit. Of a truth, the faithfulness of our God has kept us. The month of August has been a very blessed month for us. And our God himself has made it to be so. And we'll be so ungrateful to pretend as if God has not done anything for us in this month. We have every cause to give him praise. We have every cause to return all glory to him. For the Bible says that let all things that has breath give thanks to God. As far as you wake up and see yourself alive towards the very end of this month, you have millions of reasons to give God thanks. Therefore, I call upon you this morning by the power of the Holy Spirit to lift up your voice and lift up your heart in prayer to God in thanksgiving. In all that he has done. See, if you don't know what God has done for you, just thank him for the fact that you are alive. Thank him for the fact that you did not die in the month of August. Thank him for the fact that he sustained you in all your going and coming in this month. Thank him for the fact that you have not allowed the sun to smite you by day, nor allowed the brightness of the moon to gnaw you. Thank him for the fact that he has kept us to the point that we are today. And one of the things I so love about this month is the fact that it's a month that the Lord himself has made. And it's a month that we witnessed his supernatural move. And I tell you, there are a lot of testimonies the Lord have given us in this month. Through this month's series of prayers, God in his mercy has wrought his signs and wonders. And I tell you the truth. It's an awesome thing being in his presence. It's been an awesome time in his presence. And to that end, I want us to return all glory and thanks to him towards the end of this month. I want us to thank him for all he has done. And I want us to also look forward for the things that he's yet to do. Thank you so much for being part of this month of prayer series. And I also invite you for the forthcoming months in the forthcoming teaching series that will be taking place. And as you do that, I pray for you, the God of peace, the God of all grace, who through the blood of his eternal covenant brought from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, acquaint you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us that which is pleasing unto him through Jesus Christ our Lord. To him be glory, honor, power, splendor, wisdom, and majesty forever and ever. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. I love you.